Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group, and it's tech time on a Tony Conley Morning Show. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm great, Tony, and you?
I'm doing well. You have any traveling to do this week?
Yeah, tomorrow morning I get to go to Tampa. Unfortunately, there's this tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico that's making Tampa very wet, but I have to go anyway.
Nothing like traveling into the eye of a hurricane.
And, of course, I plan to leave at 7 in the morning, so I'd have the afternoon free in Tampa, and it looks like I'll just sort of be moving my office to Tampa for a day.
We were taking my two sons to camp yesterday, and on the way there, which is about an hour and 15 minutes away, and on the way back, so we're talking 2.5 hours, my wife was on her tablet, and she was just bebopping around all over the place, and there's a new tablet coming out, which is supposed to be pretty good, the Microsoft Surface tablet. Tell us about this.
Well, Microsoft just made this announcement last week, and it caused a few ripples. Because Microsoft is now going to be employing the tactics similar to what's worked so well for Apple. They've never manufactured their own tablet or PC, although they do manufacture some things like keyboards and mice. So this announcement probably made some of the existing manufacturers maybe a little nervous. But it's an iPad-like device that has some features that to me look pretty interesting. One is that built into the case is what they're calling a kickstand. So if you want to set it up like an easel to watch a movie, or maybe because you want to use the keyboard that I'll talk about in a minute, it's very easy to do. It just flips out, and when you're done with it, it snaps back in, and it's an integrated part of the case. So I thought that was pretty interesting. The other thing that they're talking about is two soft covers that are very, very thin. One is 3 millimeters, and the other one, I believe, is 5 millimeters, and they use different technologies for the keys. The thinner one recognizes keystrokes as gestures, and so it's very, very thin, just flips over the front of it. You just flip it down. It would be light, wouldn't add much to the weight of the device, and lets you use a keyboard that's not on the screen. Mm-hmm. The other one is a little more tactile, and it's 5 millimeters, so still very, very thin, wouldn't add a lot of weight.
I'm looking at this, a photo of the Microsoft Surface tablet is what it's called. And it's small, and the way it folds up, it kind of wraps around each other, but the way it sets up, like you say, looks like a small PC.
Right, right. And you can get now, for the iPad or various other tablets, a keyboard, a case that has a keyboard in it that flips down, and it connects to the tablet, and that makes it like a mini laptop. They add a lot of weight, though. And so if you're really interested in something that's thin and light, they're not quite getting there with that. If you really want to cut down the weight that you're carrying around, you've got to use the on-screen keyboard, which is a bit difficult if you're really using it to take notes or something like that.
All right, so here this is. Are you going to buy this?
Well, I don't know. It's not available yet. It mm-hmm. won't be available until after Windows 8 comes out, which is probably sometime in the fall. And there's a lot of things that we don't know right now. We don't know exactly what it's going to cost. I don't know. It says it's going to be available in Microsoft stores or online, which would, again, be very similar to how Apple sells their devices. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be able to get service through cell phone carriers to connect to the cell phone network. That would be another thing I'd be interested in. The iPad I have now is only wireless, and that's sometimes a bit of a drawback. But I would definitely look at it, and I'd want to try those keyboards before I plunk down my money. It may be as much as $500-$600, and I would have to see that it's an improvement over what I have now with my iPad.
Well, when you have something new, it always seems like there are a few bugs to be worked out, so it'll be interesting to see if they have any bugs to work out.
Well, that's true, and it'll be a new operating system, so there may be bugs in that, although we do have Windows 8 running on a machine in our office just so we could see what it's all about, what it looks like, and kind of start to get familiar with that.
Just because it's Microsoft, does that draw your interest because of their software?
It would fit more. I mean, I use Windows on my laptop, so you know, Windows is what I'm used to. So it would fit more with that. Now that said, you know, I don't really have anything against my iPad. There's things I like about the iPad. So you know, it kind of depends on what you are used to. You know, you would be able to put Windows applications on it. So that would fit more with what I do every day.
I had a lunch last week, and I was at the little smaller Dusty's, Outward Dusty's, the restaurant is, and there were six men in there doing work, and they all had the tablets. Mm-hmm. And nobody had PCs. I thought that was pretty interesting. Looked like business guys because they were all in suits.
Right.
So they're being used.
Well, and when I go to conferences now, you know, a lot of people don't bring a full-size laptop. They bring an iPad with a keyboard or some other tablet with a keyboard. So, you know, that's the way we're moving, and that's what I like to travel with just because it's so much less to lug around. It, you know, laptop never seems that heavy till it's in a backpack and I've got, you know, a mile walk across an airport, and then it starts to get pretty heavy.
All right, Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. It's been Tech Time here on the program, computers and technology for the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS are provided by KI Technology Group. And for people who want more information about KI, where do they go, Linda?
They can give us a call at 517-333-6540.
All right, travel safely and take your parka and wind gear and all that other stuff.
Thanks.